Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Mark 11, please, this morning, Mark the 11th chapter. We began a few weeks ago on a series we're calling Faith to Receive. Faith to Receive. And this is our text, Mark 11, 22. Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." Now, you'd hear this in many churches across the country and the world. Have faith in God. Believe in God. But what does that mean? You know, Christians say so many things that sound very familiar, and everybody acts like they know what they're talking about, and yet they don't know what it means. They don't know what they're saying when they say it. What does it mean, have faith in God? Believe in God. Well, you could just keep reading the very next verse, and Jesus explains it. He explains a big part of it. Faith in God is a life, isn't it? The Old and the New Testaments bring out, I mean, it must be, eight times or so throughout the Bible. It's repeated again and again and again. The just shall live by faith. And the just are the justified, those made right, shall walk by faith. Live by faith, walk by faith. Not just get born again by faith, right? Not just make heaven by faith, but what? Live. What does walk mean? Well, that's what you do in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. That's your life. The way you live, your manner of life, the steps you take to get through the day and the night. You're to do it all by faith. What does that mean, though? That does not just need to be some spiritual vague notion to us. If we're to get up in the morning, we're to go to breakfast by faith, we're to drive to work by faith, we're to be on the job and deal with people by faith, and deal with our finances by faith, and go to lunch by faith, and then it must not be some vague notion that everybody just says praise the Lord about in church on Sunday. We got to know what this means. What does it mean, have faith in God? Jesus gives us two great revelations into this faith walk and lifestyle in the next verse and the following verse, verse 23 and verse 24. What does it mean to have faith in God? Read verse 23. What does for mean? Well, he's connecting what he just said to what he's about to say. What did he just say? Have faith in God. For, he's telling us how to have faith in God. For verily, I say to you that whosoever, so this doesn't just work for preachers or a few super spiritual people, anybody, everybody, whoever will say to this mountain, faith involves saying. Yes, sir. Living by faith involves your mouth. Yes, sir. Isn't it something that probably most of the organized church world thinks we're strange because we make so many confessions? There is no such thing as a faith people that don't make confessions. You understand? No such thing. How many remember 2 Corinthians 4? He talks about we having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, therefore I've spoken. We also believe, and therefore, when you believe, you speak. No speaky. No believing. Full of faith? Your mouth's going to be full. Yes, sir. Out of the abundance of the heart? The mouth speaks. It comes out of your mouth. If it's not coming out of your mouth, It's not in you. You're not full of it. So, whoever will say to this man, how do you live by faith? How do you walk by faith? Here's part of it. You're saying things in the morning. You're saying things in the afternoon. You're saying things in the evening. You're not just talking idly and emptily, vainly, though. You say to the mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. It's not just saying something, but you don't doubt what you're saying. And you believe that what you say will come to pass. You will have, he shall have whatsoever he said. People make fun of us for believing this, but Jesus is the one that said it. Red letters. Somebody say red letters. This is the master. This is the Christ that Christian comes from. And he's telling us how to live by faith. How to have faith in God. Anything that comes up in our life that's not right on a Monday morning or a Tuesday afternoon. Something's blocking our sales. Something's holding up our business. Something's trying to mess with us. What do you do? Well, the world gripes about it, cusses about it, takes it out on other people, makes excuses. What do Christians, real faith people, what do? They start talking to it. They say, get out of here. Whatever it is that's holding you up, you speak to it. Somebody say, speak to it. Didn't say beg God to make it go away. You speak to it. Command it to go. Don't doubt that what you say happens, but believe that what you say happens. And Jesus said, you'll have whatever you said. This couldn't be too real to you. Think about it. Meditate upon it. Then he talks about another area of having faith in God. Verse 24. What does it say? Therefore. Now therefore means what? Why is it there? He's connecting the previous two things he said. Right? Have faith in God. Speak to the mountain. And because of all that, now this. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire. Now, mountains of problems is not what you desire. That's trouble. The trouble didn't come from God. You resist that. You speak against that. But now verse 24 is not talking about mountains of trouble. It's talking about things you desire. Things you want in your life. Good things. Those things you desire, when you pray, do what? He's still elaborating on have faith in God. How do you have faith in God? Believe. But so many people, that's all they know, have faith in God, believe. And they say it all the time, but what does it mean? Trust God. About what? Believe God. How? About what? Have faith in God. For what? Do you see what I'm talking about? There's too much vagueness and I trust God for what? Oh, I don't know. I just trust God. For what? He's telling you to be specific. Have faith in God. What? That when you speak to that problem, it's going to go away like you told it to. And hear now that when whatever it is you're desiring, when you pray, you're going to believe, but not just believe vaguely and generally. Tell me what you're going to believe. You're going to believe that you receive them. And you shall have them. Tell me what Jesus told us to believe about what we desire. When you prayed about what you desired, what did he tell you to believe? Most of the church world is not doing this. They're not doing this. They'd tell you, well, just believe that God, in his own good way and own good time, will do whatever is best for me. You see, when talking about believing God, we are suffering from centuries of wrong teaching. The church has been taught that it's all up to God. Well, what do we do? Have faith in God. What does that mean? Believe that God is, that He's all powerful, that He can do anything. Well, the Bible said the devils believe that there's a God. They know He's powerful. It's not benefiting them. They're not saved. They're not believing they receive blessings. But this part, believe that you receive. I mean, Jesus said it how many years ago? And yet, it's not real in most of the church. But in Faith Life Church, it's going to be real. Yeah. We're going to talk about it. Yeah. We're going to camp on it. Yeah. We're going to think about it. And if somebody from Faith Life Church in the family looks at you and says, I'm just believing God, you need to say, believe in what? What did you believe you received? I'm just trusting God. For what? What are you believing? Jesus told us specifically how to have faith in God. Didn't He? When it comes to things you want, things you desire in your life, and how many know that if you're sick, you desire healing? If you're broke and behind on your bills, you desire money to pay your bills. And the church that has told, you know, people that are confused have told the church, well, now, you just never know. It might, you know, maybe it's not God's will for you to pay your bills. Maybe He's working something out in your life that you don't know. Maybe it's not God's will for you to be healed. Maybe you can glorify God more with this sickness or more being broke or more being behind. So the implication is just trust God that whatever is best for you, He will do. And that whatever does happen, we will assume that's God. Most of the church world is living like this. Assume. Well, where does believing you receive come in all that? It's not happening. And yet that's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus told us to do. What did He say? Believe that you receive. Say it out loud. Believe that you receive. Say it again. Believe that you receive. Receive what? Them. Them what? What you desired. What you asked for. Believe you receive it. Then you'll have it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith to Receive Direction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303D. That's R1303D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.